Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Number to join us on the program today, 888-250-2091. 888-250-2091. If you're having a problem with your technology, your computer's not doing what you want it to do, you're thinking about buying something new and you need some advice, you can give us a call, 888-250-2091. Not only will we answer your question, we'll also put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, good for anything your heart desires over at the service center. All you have to do is give us a call, be a part of the program, and contribute. Now, we are also live at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. If you prefer to watch the show, you can check out the video there, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where there's a whole other community like Ron. Ron's here. He's the first one to say good morning. You can join up over there and watch the show and be a part of that community of people who kind of chit-chat between themselves as we go through the different things. Kind of adds another dimension to the program. It's kind of cool. All right, so last week on the program, If we told you that Schrock was giving you even more for your money with our modular desktop computers, those specifications have now been changed on the website effective yesterday. So now you will see the actual specifications of what you're going to receive when you buy a new computer. Now, it sounds weird coming out of my mouth when I hear that, that now on our website it'll actually show you what's true, new and improved. What we do is when we change the specifications of our computers, there is nothing worse than the feeling that you bought a computer and then the next week or 2 weeks or a month later, they came out with something bigger, better. If you would have just waited, you would have gotten a much better value for your money, especially in the environment we're in right now where everything seems to be costing, you know, more than it used to. Do you know that I saw a story that egg arbitrage is actually a thing now. Like, there are people smuggling eggs in from other countries to try to sell them on the American egg black market. I mean, what is this world coming to? I've got a friend who's got four chickens, and he's a good friend. Let me tell you what. I love me some omelets. His chickens make one more egg a day than he eats, and so he always has like a half dozen eggs to give away to somebody at the end of the week. So it's whoever his. I try to always, you know, just kind of randomly show up on Friday. Like, hi, how are you doing? You know, how are the kids? How's the wife? You know, just checking in on you, making sure you're okay. You know, you got any eggs? No. I digress. That was a complete tangent there. But we talked about how, you know, in this inflationary environment, it's hard to get more for your dollar. Usually you're getting less. There's a thing called shrinkflation, where you get less product in the package. That's a form of inflation. Of course, the form that we're all familiar with is the price going up. You know, you pay more for it. Right now, we're getting the best of both worlds. You're paying more for a smaller package with less in it. The other day, I opened a bag of Doritos, and I thought maybe I accidentally grabbed that dollar bag off the gas station shelf. I don't know that they're still a dollar, but you remember the dollar bag? You get a big bag, it wasn't a big bag, but it was like a bigger than snack size bag of Doritos for like a dollar. And I opened up like a regular bag of Doritos and thought, did I buy the snack bag? Like it was, they really reduced the amount of chips in a bag. So in this environment, one of the things that you can count on is typically computers deflate in cost at 11% annually. That means that every year, on average, you're getting 11% more computer for your money than you were the previous year. Now, there's all kinds of stories right now about how PC sales are slumping and as a result, prices are coming down. We're not seeing a slump at Schrock in PC sales. In fact, we've sold more computers this January than we have ever any previous January. Some of that has to do with the fact with some of our competitors are no longer around, so we're bringing in people from other businesses that normally have never been here before. We've had a lot of new customers this month. Now, with that said, we increase the specification of what we offer so that when you buy a computer and then you hear on the radio show like a month later, oh, wow, look, we just changed all the specs. Isn't this amazing? New for 2023. The marketing is new for 2023, but the specs are the same that you bought back in October. And we do that to prevent you from feeling bad about buying our product. We never want you as a customer to feel regret or buyer's remorse for purchasing or when you purchased your modular computer. So what we do is we change the specs of what we're building, and then we advertise the lesser build and then give you the better build. And you may not have even known that you got the better build, but you did. And so now that we're changing the marketing, don't feel bad if you just purchased. But now you can go to schrockinnovations.com and take a look at the computers. And, you know, last week we went through all the percentages of how much better they are, but major, major processor upgrades, major memory upgrades, new hard drives that are faster than the previous generation of hard drives. So all the way around, it's a real good thing. One more thing on the inflation front that I'm going to throw out there for any other computer shop owners that are listening, and just for your general information. Those of you out there trying to buy motherboards, the struggle is real. Like, there are no motherboards. Like, we are behind. We have fewer computers built in stock than we normally do because we just literally can't buy motherboards. Unless we want to pay, you know, ridiculous, like 150% retail, then you can buy motherboards. But all the normal sellers of motherboards, when we're putting in orders, we're getting delivery dates of, like, late February. So there's definitely something happening in the bottleneck there. So in an environment where supposedly PC sales are slowing down, there are no motherboards to be had. I think we are officially in the age of you can't trust the data that other people give you, that other agencies give you. So when an agency tells me PC sales are slowing down, yet I can't buy parts to build PCs anymore, and I'm looking at my own sales numbers and saying these are off the chart, I don't know how that computes. I just don't. 888-250-2091. Also, last week on the program, we did explain, this is going to sound stupid, but we explained why patches are important. And we didn't just say, patches are important because Patchy Patcherson, you know, patch your patchers, you know, do it, reboot. We did say that, but additionally, what we did is we explained where patches fall in the security profile. Why patching, not just Windows, but all of your third-party applications is incredibly vital to making sure that, you know, your technology continues to work and do what you want it to do. In fact, we're adding new programs. We're going to talk about this during the Aftershock today. We're adding new programs to Secure Updater almost every week now because there's just such a demand for these third-party patches. And, you know, if you happen to be using a piece of software that is something you download off the internet, it's usually something free is what Secure Updater will patch, things like Zoom and Dropbox and things, and you're not installing the patches, I mean, you may as well just fly your come infect me flag. You know, when you buy a new Jack Reacher novel like I did this week, and the premise of the novel is that a small town is crippled by a cyber attack, by a ransomware attack, that's a Jack Reacher book. I'm like, you know, it's permeated culture at that point, that this is here to stay for a while. So fun stuff there. Also, we told you about a story, and this is good for a listen if you want to go back and grab this one. The Canadian employee who was basically, let's just say, recording her actual work time liberally as she worked from home. She got busted and has to pay back her employer all the money they paid her that they shouldn't have paid her because she wasn't actually working. Cautionary tale for people who work from home who are not incredibly precise. I have one employee who works from home, and the reason he still works from home is because he is militant about recording time on task. I know, I believe that this employee is working his tail off just as hard at home as he would be in the office, and that's why he's still working from home. That's not the case with most people who work from home. Most people see it as kind of a pain in the tuchus to record their time, but not this guy. He's militant about it. All right, coming up on the program today, though, I want to remind everybody, please, if you have them, now is a great time to use your prepaid maintenance certificates. If you have one that you purchased that, you know, they're coming up here. We're going to have another maintenance sale sometime in the spring. We usually have one. But if you have a certificate and your computer needs maintenance, what happens in the last 2 weeks of January, the first week is always gangbusters because, wow, you didn't get it for Christmas, or you did get it for Christmas, or, you know, you wish you'd have got it for Christmas. There's a lot of reasons, but we were very busy the first week of January. Week two in January, it starts to slow down, and usually weeks three and four are lower intake weeks of the year for us. That's been offset a bit by the computer sales that we've been seeing. We've been selling a lot of computers, so the numbers are up, but the volume is still low. So the volume on our repair bench is low, which means you're getting your computers back faster, which means that the technicians have more time to directly address what's going on with your computer. You know, even we had a couple people in the Lincoln Service Center that we didn't even have to check in. We just solved the problem on the front desk for them and have a great day. You know, it wasn't that big of a deal. So if that's a situation that you find yourself in or you have one of these certificates, I'd encourage you to use it now. Your turnaround times are outstanding if you should decide to do so. Also coming up on the program, Windows 10 obviously has an end of life of October of 2025. We've talked about this several times. If you have a Windows 10 computer, you can use it until 2025, and then you have to throw it away because it won't be safe anymore. Microsoft, and this has been coming, we knew this, we got alerts from our suppliers that in December, hey, if you want to buy Windows 10 licenses, you should buy Windows 10 licenses now because they're not going to sell them anymore after the start of the year. Why would we want to buy Windows 10 licenses? Well, when you buy a new Windows 10 license, it comes with a free upgrade to Windows 11. So Windows 10 licenses cost $15 less than Windows 11 licenses because, you know, inflation. So we buy the Windows 10 licenses, and then we install Windows 11, and we activate it with the code for Windows 10, and it works. And it's how Microsoft intends it. Well, that is all going away at the end of January. Now, for those of you not buying, you know, 300 Windows 10 licenses at a pop like we do, you know, it's not a big deal, right? I mean, 300 times $15 a piece more expensive adds up pretty quick. But if you're buying one, you're probably not, you know, crying too hard over the extra $15 you're spending. However, now, after January 31st, you will not be able to buy them at all. So this is important. We have a couple of customers who have point-of-sale systems in their businesses that require Windows 10. They will not work with Windows 11. If you are in that scenario, we got some warnings for you coming up on the program today. Then probably one of the most interesting segments we're going to do. I saved this for the third one because it's a little bit of a longer segment. But I finally got some time to sit down and play with this chatbot that everybody's been talking about, ChatGPT. Let me tell you guys, the hype is real around this thing. Like, this is a phenomenal piece of technology. Yes, it has flaws. Yes, it has limitations. We can talk about those in detail. But the things that I asked it to do will blow your mind. I literally took the most expensive employee in our employ at Schrock and asked this chatbot to write me code, and it did it. And I gave that code to my IT guy, and he's like, this is perfect. And he goes, you wrote this, Thor? And I'm like, yes, I did. It looks like you need something to worry about now. I'm going to code you out of business. No, it's not that. I said, no, it was ChatGPT. And he literally went and got himself an account because he can use it as an assistant coder to help him code functions faster by just describing what he wants. This thing is phenomenal. It's scary in its own way. But the possibilities, the potential of what it can do or could do when you start thinking about it, which we're going to do on the program today, will really, really blow your mind. Also, finally on the program, because, you know, you don't have enough to worry about already, T-Mobile had yet another data breach. So we're going to tell you, if you're a T-Mobile customer, what personal information of yours is circling around on the dark web now, because there's something new there that was not there the week before. On Facebook this week, you may have seen me post a picture of we got a recycle in the service center from 2005. So it was a you know, bigger computer, metal case, you know, like a 2005 desktop. Inside was a network card. This network card was, I'm not joking, it was a 12, if I would have had a ruler, I put a dollar bill next to it for scale because I didn't have anything else. If I would have had a ruler and set it down, this thing was 12 inches long. It was 12 inches long and 6 inches wide, and it was probably the fastest internet card you could get in 2005. Next to it was the half inch wide, 2 inch long USB dongle that is 1,000 times, no joke, 1,000 times faster than that card. That's the modern equivalent in 2023. In 17 years, the technology of that card became 90% smaller and hundreds of times, 1,000 times faster. And it just makes you wonder. It makes you sit back and say, if that can happen, like 2005, when I say 2005, most of you listening right now can remember 2005, right? Like, 2005, it was before the Great Recession. Housing prices were going up. George W. Bush was president. You know, it was after 9/11. It was still pretty fresh in everybody's mind. Or, wait, no, 2005, sorry, not 15, 2005. So, yeah, anyway, The crazy thing about that is you can look back. It was 3 years or no, 1 year before the first iPhone was introduced. I mean, that literally, like, we have seen so much change in the last 20 years of living that it's like the next industrial revolution. It's like when you're in that weird period of time when you could go down the street and pass a car or pass a horse because they were both equally used at that time. It's like that, but in technology. You can walk down the street and you can still find 7th gen iPhones floating around out there. You know, 7th gen, they're on what, 13th gen now? So that'd be 7-year-old iPhone. Some people have children that aren't 7 years old, you know? So it's just amazing the amount of progress you can make. And it's easy to understand how sometimes that technology can get overwhelming. Sometimes you can feel like you're falling behind. Sometimes you feel like it's coming at you so fast that it's just impossible to keep up with everything until you realize you don't have to keep up with it. You just have to have systems that work for what you're doing. And those systems need to be stable, they need to be secure, and they need to be reliable. When you have those three things together, you can use a computer for a decade, as long as it is stable, secure, and reliable. As long as a computer meets your needs. People ask us all the time, when should I upgrade my computer, Thor? The answer is when it won't do what you need it to do anymore in a secure way. So if you're trying to do something and the computer won't do it, or it's making you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait to, you know, get a response and then finally it responds, if that's your computer, chances are it's time for you to move on to a new machine. If you're still running Windows 7, definitely time to move on to a new machine. If you're running Windows 10, you got a few years left, literally just under 3 years left to use that computer before you're going to have to move on to a new machine. Now, some computers can get upgraded to Windows 11. I mentioned that we were having trouble getting a hold of motherboards. Processors are more available now. The prices are still elevated for what we're paying for them, but they're more available now. So we found a big honey hole of Ryzen processors, and we've got a big order coming in next week. So all of the service centers should have Ryzen processors again. Now, if we can just get motherboards, we have enough motherboards to satisfy immediate demand for upgrades on modular computers, because a lot of people are coming in and taking advantage of that special offer where for 1 hour of labor, we will replace your motherboard, your processor, and your memory, taking your old modular computer that is not Windows 11 compatible and making it Windows 11 compatible by changing the hardware. Normally, you wouldn't do that level of an upgrade on a computer because you would just buy a new computer. So $675, it comes out to $675. So you're thinking, if I'm going to spend $675, I may as well just buy a new computer, right? But then you go out and you look at the prices of computers. And you're like, okay, so I want a desktop, because that's what you have. And you go to the box store and there's two desktops to look at. Literally two. So you end up going to like Dell.com or HP.com, and they start you out with the $399 computer, and you think, see, I knew when I got here I was going to get a deal. And by the time you're done, you're at $1,200, and you're like, what happened? You know, when I didn't make any bad decisions. They gave me good decisions. They're called ladders. They're called sales ladders. And so they moved you through the ladders, and all of a sudden you're at $1,200 because the computer didn't have what you needed in it to begin with. Well, we don't screw around with that kind of stuff at Schrock. When you come in at Schrock, you're going to get a computer that does what you need it to do with what's in the box. Now, you can still configure it for your personal preferences, but at that point, that's what you're doing, is you're configuring for personal preference, not for basic functionality. That's a really important difference over at Schrock Innovations. 888-250-2091. We're going to take our first break of the program. When we come back, Windows 10 going bye-bye. We're going to tell you all the details and what you need to do if your computer systems require Windows 10, coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it. In 1798, Eli Whitney's Connecticut musket factory was the first business in North America to use replaceable parts in a firearm. Before Eli's factory, if your musket broke, you had to send it away to an expert gunsmith for repairs, or just toss it and buy a new musket. Technology manufacturing has come a long way since the 18th century, but you wouldn't know it by looking at today's big box store computers. Dell, HP, Sony, and other manufacturers continue to take away your freedom to upgrade and repair your computer by eliminating expansion and repair options. Some desktops are even powered by a tiny laptop adapter. Schrock Innovations believes in Eli Whitney's idea of interchangeable and replaceable components, and that's why our custom-built modular computers last longer and cost less to repair than computers you see at big box stores. Ask your friends and family how often they replace their box store computers, and they'll probably tell you every couple of years. And what do they do with the old machines? They just get thrown out like broken muskets. Imagine a place where your computer's problems can be fixed quickly and inexpensively. Imagine keeping your computer for 6 years or more. You are imagining the kind of computers we build every day at Schrock Innovations. Our modular systems last longer, perform faster, and cost less over the long term than anything you can buy at a big box store. While the talented technicians at Schrock Innovations can't make you a musket even if they tried, our commitment to the freedom offered by modular computers is the modern-day extension of Eli's innovative musket factory. We think Eli Whitney would be proud, and you can take pride in owning a small piece of American innovation. The modular computer from Schrock Innovations. Compute this pro tip 843. Of all computer failures, the scariest and most expensive is the hard drive. But there are some steps you can take to save money and save your data before it's too late. Detecting failures early is important, so install a free utility like Drive Advisor from driveadvisor.com to monitor your hard drive's health and receive warnings when there's a problem. But most of all, hard drive failures happen slowly, so early detection is key to reducing the repair bill. Second, if your hard drive makes any unusual noises, immediately turn off your computer and do not turn it on again. These issues are physical problems, and the more you try to use it, the worse the damage becomes. Remember that most computer repair shops do not have the specialized equipment needed to recover data from a failed drive. Never open your drive or allow anyone else to do so. Opened drives always cost more to recover. Schrock does not charge for data recovery evaluations and quotes, so let the local pros look at your drive before you make any recovery decisions. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Welcome back in to Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four locations to help you out with your computer needs. In Lincoln, we're just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road. In Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, across the street from the Village Point Mall there. In Papillion, 84th and Highway 370 in Midlands Place Shopping Center. And of course, in West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue, where you can come on out to any of the service centers, recycle your old computers, get rid of them, which is a nice thing if you can get rid of an old computer that's sitting around. It's not in your garage anymore. That's kind of a nice thing. We don't charge for recycling computer towers. You can come on in with your computers for those maintenance checkups. I mentioned that now is a great time to come in for preventative maintenance, especially if you have one of those certificates that you purchased early on to use for preventative maintenance. Also, you know, literally any technological thing that has to do with a computer, our service centers are outfitted to handle that, all the way from basic maintenance to advanced data recovery. We do it all over at Schrock Innovations. 888-250-2091. So I mentioned in the monologue about Windows 10 going bye-bye. Obviously, as we mentioned, Windows 10 is end of life in October of 25. So you have just less than 3 years left to use your Windows 10 computers. But what happens if you need to buy a computer that has Windows 10? You can't just go to the box store and buy a computer with Windows 10. You can usually get them still through Dell Business if you're required to. But we have one client who actually requires 32-bit Windows 10. I mean, it's a very special... It's a very special build, let me put it that way, because the motherboards don't come with 32-bit drivers anymore, so we have to really kind of do some backflips to get the computers to do what they're supposed to do with the software that we have available to us once we drop down to 32-bit Windows 10. Well, I just sent that customer an email yesterday because I'm like, hey, listen, at the end of the month, they're going to stop selling Windows 10 entirely. So right now we can't buy the physical copies anymore. They're still floating around there in the aftermarket. They're, you know, the well is dry though. Like if you go to the wholesalers, they don't have, you know, boxes of them waiting for purchase anymore. Microsoft is going to stop selling the digital download versions on the 31st. These are the versions that most normal people buy. So if you're building a computer at home, or you have a project, or you know your Windows, you need Windows 10 for a computer you're working on, you can go online, you can go to Microsoft.com, you can buy a digital subscription, sticks it in your Microsoft account, and you can activate the computer. That's going away at the end of the month. So they've already eliminated the physical Windows 10 disks. Now they're going to eliminate the virtual ones. These would be if you want to upgrade your Windows 10 from home to pro. You go online to buy an upgrade license. Well, you won't be able to do that anymore. So if your computer cannot go to Windows 11, after January 31st, it will be forever stuck at Windows 10, whatever edition it is, going forward. You won't be able to go from home to pro, for example. Or if you need new computers that are for a specific purpose. It was the point of sale system for a gas station that required it to be Windows 10 32-bit. But what that shows is that there are lots of point of sale systems and other established infrastructure out there that require Windows 7 or then Windows 10. And the advanced security functionality of Windows 11 will break those systems. And so they say, don't go to Windows 11. We're working on new software for that. Well, they really aren't working on new software for that. So now the result is they're going to have to come up with something really quick, because as time marches on, those Windows 10 computers are going to fail. And it's already hard to get parts for these older Windows 10 computers. And so we're patching them along for customers because that's what we do. But there will come a point where we won't be able to do it anymore. So if you fall into that group of people that requires Windows 10 computers for some application in your life, you should start looking to purchase another one or a backup computer, if you need a backup, sometime before the 31st of January, so you don't get stuck. Because the last thing you need to have is a situation where your system goes down, it's stuck, and you can't do anything about it. I had a corporate services call. I've been kind of heading up the corporate services division here this year so far, as we search for a new corporate services director. Add up on Indeed, by the way. Managerial level position, kind of cool. But I got to talk to a quasi-governmental entity. They're not government. They're not city government, but they effectively should be. And they operate a piece of infrastructure that if I told you what it was, you would all know what it was. In fact, I bet most of you listening have transacted business with this agency. They are using like a Windows 98 point of sale system on a single computer that's not connected to the internet. So therefore it's safe to operate this piece of infrastructure. And the engineer, the IT guy is no longer there. I don't know how he parted ways or what the situation was, but maybe he forgot the password. Maybe he conveniently forgot the password. You don't know. But they don't have the password for the database. So they're terrified that if the power goes out, if they have to reboot this computer, that they won't be able to log back in and transact business. And this piece of infrastructure will be completely shut down because of this. So they went out and they got another company hooked up with them and said, okay, we can fix this for you. And they got through all the implementation of the solution. And then they said, well, you know, most of your transactions are a dollar or less. So we don't process transactions for less than a dollar. Sorry. What, you got to be kidding me. So they're calling me to come on out and take a look at what's going on and see if we can't come up with some kind of a workaround or a solution or some custom software to make it right. And that's what Schrock does. We solve problems. Now, we can't solve everyone's problem. You know, if you have marriage problems, that's really not what we do. But if you have a technology problem, we have someone at Schrock that will sit there and work with you hand in hand to get to a solution, or at least get a path to a solution so you can determine whether or not you should, you know, employ that solution or look for a different one. We give you options is what we do at Schrock, and we've been doing it for 24 years. 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break here. Stay with us through the bottom of the hour, guys. It's going to be well worth the wait, because when we come back, we're going to talk about this chatbot called ChatGPT. And I'm going to tell you everything that I asked it, everything that that I went through with it. And the responses I got from this thing are just mind-bogglingly amazing. And we're going to tell you all about it coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. Every person listening to this broadcast has either experienced data loss or knows someone who has. When you think about it, you have a lot more data stored in many more places than you'd like to admit. Have you downloaded those videos from your phone, backed up the pictures on your iPad, or even tackled that sometimes daunting task of backing up your entire computer's hard drive? Most people just don't back up their stuff. And that's why Schrock Innovations has one of the most advanced data recovery centers in the Midwest. Equipped with the latest DDI data imaging devices, state-of-the-art custom recovery software, and Omaha's best data recovery technicians, Schrock Innovations has a 96.8% success rate when recovering data from damaged hard drives, flash drives, camera cards, and more. We all know we should back up our data, but if you are ever caught in a data loss nightmare, call the experts at Schrock Innovations to get your data back right where it belongs, safe and backed up on a stable hard drive.
Compute This Pro Tip 578. Technology is constantly changing, so how can you tell when the time has come to recycle your old outdated computer and invest in a new one? Experts have rules of thumb and formulas, but Schrock believes the answer is simple. You should replace your old computer when it can no longer do the things you need in a secure way. For example, you should not be using operating systems like Windows XP or Vista because they're no longer maintained by Microsoft and they're not secure. And if your computer cannot run Windows 10, it's probably time to begin saving for a replacement. If your existing computer requires a repair and that cost is 50% or more of the cost of a new computer, it might be time to consider a replacement. But keep in mind, additional costs like data transfers and important software you have to upgrade, like genealogy software or Quicken. And also keep in mind that modern computers are engineered to last 18 months for a normal user. And don't worry, you are considered a normal user. Schrock modular PCs and solid-state laptops are specifically designed to last 4 to 6 years for that same normal user, saving your family money and time. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. I hope you all got your popcorn buckets refilled and got your drinks and your potty breaks in. I hope Maggie got her donuts because it's time to continue on Compute This. 888-250-2091. That's the number to join us on the program. If you ask a question or make a comment, we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. So there's been a lot of talk in the media about this ChatGPT. It's artificial intelligence chatbot that is getting a lot of coverage because it is scarily competent. Some people are saying it's woke, like it's a woke chatbot. And, you know, I decided to put it to the test because I hadn't played with it yet. And I'm like, okay, everyone is talking about this thing. How can I not at least play around with it, right? So you don't really, okay, let's pretend that you're at the keyboard and you can type a question to ChatGPT. You can ask it anything you want in the entire world. Go. Your mind's blank, isn't it? What is the meaning of life? Like, I don't know what to ask you. So some limitations. The chatbot is a beta. It's a beta that's being made available to the public so that it can learn and improve by people like me interacting with it for fun. So its data set, what it was programmed to know for its knowledge, is limited to 2001. So it's like a snapshot of time in 2001. So, for example, one of the questions that I asked it, I said, are COVID-19 vaccines safe to take? And it responded literally with the boilerplate CDC response from 2021. They're safe. They're effective. They stop the spread of COVID. They protect people around you by preventing them from becoming infected. You know, all that, all the stuff that we now scientifically know is not true. So its data can be flawed. It can. Come on. People that get the COVID vaccine do get infected. They change the line over time to be, it helps keep you from having a severe hospitalization, whereas before it was to stop the spread and to protect the people around you from getting infected. Well, you know, I think we can, regardless of your position on vaccines, we can agree that people who get COVID vaccinations still get COVID sometimes, and people around them still get COVID because they had COVID. So, I mean, it doesn't stop the spread. So that's incorrect. So it's possible for ChatGPT to have incorrect information, incorrect knowledge in its database. So we start there. So I decided, oh, let's ask it some more basic things. I said, can you code in Flutter? Flutter is a relatively new coding language that is advantageous because it allows you to code a program in one language and then build it for multiple platforms. This is why that's important. Previous to this, you'd have to code in one language for PC. You code in a different language potentially for Mac. Then you code in a third language for Apple, for iPhone, and a fourth language for Android. So you have the same program coded four different ways, typically by four different coders. All it's supposed to do the same thing. With Flutter, you can code it one time and then have it built for different environments, which is super advantageous. So can you code in Flutter? Yes, I can code in Flutter, ChatGPT tells me, with limitations, of course. I can only code things that I've been shown to code. I can't create like new concepts. So I said, all right, so here's the thing. I would like you to create me a notification that will notify me of potential snowfall 24 hours in advance before it happens in area code 68046 or zip code 68046. So ChatGPT responds, number one, I am prohibited from obtaining new data since 2021. So therefore I cannot obtain weather data. Number two, I also am prohibited from geolocating, so I can't use your zip code. However, if I was going to create a function that did these things, this is what it would look like. There it was. Now, it wasn't going to get any real-time weather data. I would have to code that manually, so I'd still have to have a human involved. And, of course, the geolocation, it was going to notify me based on the location of my phone, which was a neat little end-around for the ChatGPT bot. Instead of using the specific location that I gave it that it couldn't determine, since it was writing a notification for a mobile device, it said get the location from the mobile device, and if it's going to snow within 24 hours wherever the mobile device is at, pop an alert. So I took the code to Alfonso, and I said, hey, Alfonso, take a look at this. And he looks at it, and he's like, did you learn how to code in Flutter? I'm like, no. I asked ChatGPT to code this for me. I gave it one sentence. Here's what I gave it. And I sent him the query that I gave it, and then I gave him a screenshot of the response of the code. And he just sent me back a mind-blown emoji. It had never occurred to him to ask if the chat bot can code. And to me, it made sense because, I mean, it can translate. So you ever try to use Google Translate where you type in something in English and it turns it into Spanish, but it's not quite right? Like, I remember one time I typed something in. I said, translate. Okay, there's a joke from The Office called That's What She Said, okay? Distasteful, yes. Hilarious, yes. Child appropriate, no. So I one time said that accidentally in front of my son. And so then my son, when he was younger, 6 years old, whatever, he's running around saying That's What She Said all the time. And so it's like, it's not appropriate, right? So my solution to this problem was I need to learn how to say That's What She Said in Spanish. He's not going to say it. And everyone around me will know when I say, eso fue lo que. You know, it's like, okay. So you type it into Google Translate and it comes back with a technically accurate translation that is not culturally accurate. You know, it's like, it's almost like a dialect. It's not quite right. A native Spanish speaker would know you use Google Translate to get that. The translation that Alfonso gave me was like 15 words long. And I'm like, really? Is the Spanish language that inefficient that That's What She Said translates into like a 15 word, like I have to take a breath to say it sentence? You know? So I said to ChatGPT, translate into English to Spanish for me. And I said, now I can speak good Spanish, which is super exciting because now I can talk to Alfonso and he can understand exactly what I'm saying. And then I sent him the Spanish. And he said, wow, that was a perfect translation. He said, I would not have known that you weren't a native Spanish speaker. So then he sent me back we were talking about why Google issued a red alert about this. Now, we'll get to that in a second. Why is Google concerned about it? But Google's terrified of ChatGPT. And so he sends me back. He says, put this Spanish. He sends me Spanish. He goes, put this in the translator, see what it says. So I take the Spanish text and stick it into GPT and ask it to translate to English. And it says, they should be afraid because the more people who use this are going to realize that this is really fun and easy to use, and they're going to stop using Google. Yeah. So I sent that back to him. He goes, that's exactly what I said. It was a perfect translation. So you can go down the rabbit hole. I asked it all kinds of questions, like can a man become pregnant? Testing the woke thing, right? Went through a whole thing about where do rights come from? Kind of a philosophical discussion, which was interesting because I got the computer to talk in circles eventually. Basically, if man can grant rights, can't man take rights away? And then if a man can take your rights away, does that mean there are any inherent rights? Because if they're all determined by men and they can all be taken away by men, they're not inherent. Yeah. It was kind of like, no, there are inherent rights. It just kept insisting on it because that was the data it was programmed with. But it was a really interesting thing because you can use ChatGPT. The thing that's different about it is it's conversational, number one. When it responds to you, if you didn't know you were talking to a computer, you would think that that Elon is sitting behind a keyboard somewhere typing back to you. He's one of the top investors in ChatGPT, by the way, Elon. So he's involved here. Imagine if ChatGPT was put in charge of policing Twitter. All those people replaced with an AI chatbot that can read and understand the intent of language, not the word by word, but the actual intent of the language. That would be pretty powerful stuff. Imagine a world 15, 17 years from now where you can create computer software and you don't have to know how to code. All you do is you tell a program, create me a program that does this. And then you say, you know, I would be a little bit better. Change the program so it does that. It's all a logic game now, which is really exciting to me because that's how I code things in my head by logic. And then I hand them to Alfonso, who makes them into code. And you still need the Alfonso. You're not going to replace the coder here because you still need someone to integrate everything. And it's years before the technology will get to that level. But as an assistant, as something as a time saver, this is huge. So this application has the potential ability to completely change the world. Why is Google afraid of it? Because right now when you do a Google search for something, you get a list of results, a list of links, and you can click on the links and you can go to the website. Google tries to guess what you want to see, which is why you get different results than your friends, and it creates kind of like, echo chambers. Where if you're a Trump supporter, you Google something, you get one set of results, and if you're an MSNBC viewer and you Google something, you get a different set of results, similar but slightly different. Well, Google's terrified because now you can just ask the question to ChatGPT: did President Trump steal documents and take them to Mar-a-Lago? And ChatGPT will just answer the question based on all the articles that you don't have time to read. Now, on one hand, super awesome. On the other hand, a little scary, because now we've already dismissed our attention spans, but now you're dismissing people's incentive to think for themselves, to trust an AI instead. So like many other tools in our toolboxes, our cell phones, our computers, the internet, email, shopping online, all these things that people resist, online banking. Remember when you said I would never do online banking? Remember that? All the people that resisted these things for a period of time, then they became normal, and then they became something that's just standard. You have a cell phone, you check your balance of your cards on your phone, your bank. Just do it. ChatGPT is going to be like that, where you're going to have it's going to be the next A word, basically. It'll be a smart A word. I can't say her name because if I do, everyone's device will go off. So I call it A word. So if you have a smart A word that can actually do things for you, like A word, what should I have for dinner tonight? And A word will go back and look at what you've made for dinner over the previous couple of years, decide what kind of dishes that you would prefer to have on a Sunday night, and then make appropriate suggestions that are actually valid, along with instructions on how to cook them. Google can't do that. And if that's the direction that search is going, Google's got a problem. Microsoft can't do that, which is why Microsoft wants to buy ChatGPT. So I asked ChatGPT, who owns your code? It said, OpenAI owns my code. They trained me. And I said, well, who owns OpenAI? And that's where it gave me the list of Elon and everybody else. So, I don't think he's going to be selling anytime soon to Microsoft or anybody else. 888-250-2091. Craig and Dave, hang on the line. Your calls are coming up next on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X, antivirus backed by Schrock virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Compute this pro tip 178. Those little life-saving surge protector strips are vital to your computer's health and should be used whenever possible, even for laptops. As computers get smaller and more powerful, they're also becoming more sensitive to dirty power, and your power is a lot dirtier than you might think. Even if you have a whole home surge protection, most power surges are generated within your own home. If you've ever vacuumed and seen the lights get dimmer and brighter, you created a surge. Surge protectors can only absorb so much energy measured in joules. When that capacity is exhausted, your surge protector becomes a glorified extension cord and needs to be replaced. You should always look for surge protectors that give audible alerts when they're no longer able to protect your equipment. Schrock recommends these because the lights on most strips are just power lights and they don't tell you when it's time to replace the unit. If in doubt, replace your surge protectors annually to keep your expensive TVs, computers, and other electronic equipment safe. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. Final segment of the program, but the show doesn't have to end at the top of the hour because we have the Aftershock. In the Aftershock this week, guys, a copy of the no-fly list got leaked. Whoops. You know, like the U.S. government's no-fly list. All the names of people who aren't allowed to fly got leaked. We're going to talk about that. Also, what in the world is going on with Bitcoin? $23,000. Those of you who sold at $16,000 under my advice, well, yeah, you know what you're feeling right now. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. That's $7,000 you could have had in your pocket if you would have just not listened to me. I'm not a trader. Don't listen to my trade advice. Next, Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. What does that mean for you? How are they going to do this? So we're going to go over that during the Aftershock. So Aftershock is a special show that we do at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. You can watch it for free on Facebook. If you don't do the Facebooky thing, totally understand. We put the video up on Monday at schrockinnovations.com. You just click on radio show and you can watch the video from the main show as well as the video from the Aftershock. So if you miss it or you have to go into church or whatever, you can pick it up anytime you want there. All right, let's jump into those phones real quick. Craig, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Well, good morning, Thor. And first, I got to say, man, I absolutely love your company, your ethic at your company, and this program.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Craig.
Well, look how much fun it was to listen about this chat thing, GTB or whatever.
Oh, there are so many questions I typed in there that I can't say on the air.
I imagine. Well, I'm going to make sure my investment guy knows about this company. I don't know if we can invest in it privately or not, but I'll dig into that with him.
I wonder if it could tell you what to invest in next.
I mean, yeah, right.
Its data is limited to 2021, so you'd be able to check and see if it would have been right.
Exactly. You know, it's going to be, won't be long or everything's just going to be planted in our head. You know, we'll be able to think it out.
You won't know if you're talking to a computer or not soon. I could be a computer for all you know.
That's the mark of the beast, but that's a whole other topic I didn't call about. But, hey, your first topic this morning about buying a computer that you're trying to protect us from having buyer remorse and all that jazz, right? Okay, so I bought your computer. I don't remember what the sale was called prior to your Christmas sale you have every year. Okay.
That would be the ultimate upgrade in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I always try to wait for the Christmas sale. So I guess I'm confused about what that topic was about the buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things. First
I wish
of all,
you'd elaborate on it.
No problem. First of all, we have computers that we sell all the time. That's our the three modular PCs. We have the Boundless, we have the Endeavor, and we have the Venture. Those computers got specification upgrades. So if you bought a Boundless in 2021, that Boundless is not the same Boundless that you're going to get today. They have the same name, but the specs have been upgraded. If that makes sense. It's kind of like if you buy a Dell Inspiron, there are several flavors of Inspiron that you can buy over the years. So those are the that's what we don't want you to have buyer's remorse when you come in and buy a computer and then you take it home. And then just like 2 weeks later, we come out with a brand new model that's the same name at the same price. If you had just waited 2 weeks, you would have got a better deal. You know, we don't want you to do that. Now, everyone should be kind of familiar with the holiday special because we just wrapped that up. But that's the holiday special is a sale where we go crazy. It's the biggest, baddest, most advanced computer you can buy at a fixed price point every year, $1,599. The ultimate upgrade is the opposite of the holiday special. The ultimate upgrade is how cheaply can we build a computer while still maintaining all the modular standards and the quality of components. So does it need to have Bluetooth? Does it need to have a card reader? Does it need a DVD drive? Probably not. Does it need a three different graphics ports, or will two ports do? You know, and so basically, then we offer that at a discount. You know, so basically, then it's lower than our cheaper computer, typically our cheapest computer, typically with specifications that are roughly equal to it. So it's a great opportunity for you to save a couple hundred bucks and get in on a computer. The only requirement is you have to trade something in, and we don't care what you trade in during the ultimate upgrade.
Yeah.
You can trade in a Commodore VIC-20. We don't care. You trade in an old Atari. It doesn't matter. We had somebody trade in a VTEC computer once, like a Leapfrog, one of those Leap pads, you know?
Right.
So anyway, that's what you bought.
Mine was a holiday special that lasted me almost 10 years. And the reason why I traded it in is because of fearing this, you know, Microsoft going from 10 to 11 too, you know, so at any rate, well, I don't have buyer's remorse, man. I love the computer. I love you guys, and you take care of me, and I'll keep doing business with you. Appreciate you, Thor.
All right. Thank you, Craig. I appreciate the call today. I appreciate you joining the program as well. 888-250-2091. Dave, welcome to the show. How can I help you uncompute this today?
Hey, good morning, Thor. Hey, I've called in a couple times, and I've got your Sophos for my cell phone here. Oh, it's been at least 2 months ago, I believe, and I called in, and I need to give Chris, I think, in Des Moines a call again.
Correct.
It keeps bringing up. When I try to open it up, it gives me that install configuration profile thing. And he fixed it before, but it keeps doing it again. My question is, is my phone still being secure even though it's doing that?
Yeah, it is secure. It's being protected by the Sophos software. But for whatever reason, it's losing its configuration. So what we can do, some people call it the group policy. But basically what we can do is we can tell Sophos to behave in specific ways in specific situations. With an iPhone, it's not as – you have an iPhone, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I use it for basically everything, my banking, everything.
So the group policy is not super important on an iPhone. On like a PC or a Mac, for example, the group policy would say no one can remote into this computer besides Schrock. So if you get tricked by the Microsoft scammer – if grandma's using the computer and she gets tricked by the Microsoft scammer and they try to remote in, they can't remote in. And then the group policy would say you can't uninstall Sophos without a code from Schrock. Not because we're trying to trap you as a customer, but the next thing that the scammers usually do is they say, oh, your Sophos is preventing us from connecting and fixing all these problems. Let's uninstall that temporarily and then get connected. And so now you have to have a code from Schrock. So you have to call us and say, oh, yes, my Nigerian prince needs me to remove my antivirus software. And we're like, whoa, let me talk to the Fresh Prince here. You know, let's find out what's going on. We just need to get you back in touch with Chris. iPhones are super touchy because Apple, the layers of security that you have on that phone are very deep. And when Apple pushes out an update, for example, they change some of the security layers. Sometimes those updates require us to make manual changes to the security protection that Sophos has on the phone. And that's why you're getting the message that you're getting. So my guess is there was an update.
The last time I did open it, the last time I was able to open it, it told me there was an update on my iPhone, whatever, to update, but I could never find one to actually update it. So
it probably updated in the middle of the night on its own.
Okay. I guess usually it asked me to do it, I guess. But I usually open up cell phones to use that picture thing that you open up the squares. That mm-hmm. I forget what the hell it's called. So you can open up a website, and I open up your cell phone. So I figure it's safer that way. I do have one on my iPhone, but
gotcha.
That's kind of answered my question. I'll try to get a hold of Chris here this week.
Chris in Des Moines is our resident expert on Sophos. He literally immerses himself in everything Sophos. So he's the guy that'll get that straightened out for you again, Dave. I'm sorry you're having trouble with it, but it's because of that update. We'll get you sorted out. Congratulations. Today's winner is Dave. Dave, you've got yourself a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Marissa will get that out to you here on Monday. Want to remind everyone to stay tuned. Give me about 5 or 6 minutes to reset after we're done here to get the Aftershock set up. We'll get that set up and then go from there. Randy wanted me to talk about LifeLock getting hacked this week. The thing with LifeLock, Norton LifeLock, they did not get hacked. What happened is somebody is logging into other people's Norton accounts using previously compromised email addresses and passwords. It's called credential stuffing. So turn on two-factor authentication. We'll see you next week, guys. Have a great week.